That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
Monday.
Yes, it is time for another edition of Overreaction Monday, the podcast. Our favorite segment on Monday's edition of Rich Eisen Show Action becomes a sort of, as I mentioned on the show today, a cappuccino shot of takes. Chris Brockman, good to see you over there. You're the man who's setting up for my takes, and the cappuccino is not actually existing.
Am I the barista? Is that what
I guess you are.
Okay.
I guess you are. Yes.
Del Tufo pointed out it's more like an espresso shot because cappuccino is the drink. I'm not familiar. I don't dabble.
You know, let's just put it this way. It's venti size of takes every single day.
Look at us.
We put out an Overreaction Monday podcast. Every single Monday, we do this segment on The Rich Eisen Show, which you can get through the Rich Eisen Podcast Network, just like this one. And also on our YouTube page, we say hello to those who are watching us on our beautiful new podcast set. But then there's this podcast, an extra 30 or so minutes of takes from the weekend of football that just concluded. And let's just get to it. Here we go.
I'm going to hit on so much. Let's go.
Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
Okay, Rich Eisen, I have the list. Here's the list.
Here's the list
of takes. Okay. We talked about it all in the spring leading up to the NFL draft. The Bears should have done it. They should have traded Justin Fields and taken a quarterback first overall.
I don't know. It's not like, you know, Bryce Young wouldn't have looked maybe the way he's looked the last two games for the Bears. I don't know.
If you're ranking the 32 quarterbacks.
Great start
Fields
of this
is 32,
show.
Maybe?
Oh, what a great coming out of the box one. I mean,
I hate to do it to Bears fans. I mean, we love the kid. We had him out at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's so dynamic. We have him in fantasy. It's just, man, it's not been a great first two games.
Let's just do this because it is just two games.
I know.
And Justin Fields has shown ability to take over a game every now and then. What he has not shown an ability to do in Chicago to date is win football games. They were first overall on the clock for a reason last year.
Mm-hmm.
They are now a hard 0-2 in conference, one in division, losing a division game at home. I said last week when the Giants did that against the Cowboys, that is one awful way to start a season, and the Bears did that against Green Bay. And then they go down to Tampa, which is 2-0 now. So let's just see if it's the competition. Let's just see if they're still learning.
Well, they're playing the
other
Chiefs next week, so
it's going to be 0-3. Again, I don't think Bryce Young would have been any better, right?
Or Anthony Richardson looks phenomenal so far. He hasn't been able to finish the first two games, but he's looked great out there.
Well, that's a problem. Is your best ability is your availability, and Anthony Richardson has not been able to. We've seen Gardner Minshew twice.
Yeah.
I'm just going to. This is a great one to start. It's definitely given me some pause, but I can't sit here and go, you're right. They should have just kept the pick. They should have taken Bryce Young. They should have traded Justin Fields, which they could not have gotten the same return for Fields that they got for the first overall pick. They could not have gotten that.
True.
I'll say for the moment, this is an overreaction and a great way to start this Overreaction Monday podcast.
All right. I just mentioned the Indianapolis Colts. We have the second take here.
Mm-hmm.
They've looked good so far. Anthony Richardson can play.
Yes.
But if they had Jonathan Taylor out there, the Colts would be AFC South favorites.
Well, the problem is Richardson, again, as we just pointed out, has not been able to finish.
Yeah, but he has gotten hurt on two running plays. So you got to figure if they have Jonathan Taylor out there, maybe, you know, AR5 isn't running as much.
Right, and they're in the red zone too, both of them.
Right.
All right, I'll buy this.
Nice.
I'll buy it.
Nice.
I'm going to buy it.
All right. Venti.
Although I still think Jacksonville would have been.
I want more out of Jacksonville.
You know, I don't know, man. They did beat Anthony Richardson and beat him up and then did, you know, take the Chiefs down to a fourth quarter at home. AFC South favorites.
Yeah, buddy.
I know I just bought it, but I thought you would say that Jonathan Taylor is playing the Colts would be 2-0. I thought you would
there. I think if I say they're favorites, I mean, let's assume they're 2-0.
Yeah, I'll I said I bought it.
Is he going to be back?
Dude, that's 2 weeks from now.
I know.
Literally 2 weeks from now.
What are we doing?
They're halfway home. And, you know, that's something, again, Susie and Amy Trask are next up on this set for What the Football. They have Ian Rappaport on Tuesday.
Yep.
Great question. They're going to definitely ask him, like, what is the latest with Jonathan Taylor? This is their halfway home through his IRing to start the season, his PUP listing. So I still think it's Jacksonville's division, but I could understand why people would think they'd have a shot to win the division.
All right, we're talking about Jacksonville. We're talking about the AFC South. Let's just stay right there. Man, I expected more out of them yesterday against Kansas City. The Jags blew their chance at the AFC one seed. They are not ready for primetime.
I'll just push back and say the Chiefs are the Chiefs. I never thought they'd be the one seed. I think you did, right?
And that was kind of one of my preview overreactions, that they had a chance. They had a path.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull my one preemptory here, which I didn't know existed. And I'm going to say I keep my finger on the piece before, and that even with Jonathan Taylor there, I think Jacksonville is still the AFC South favorites. I'll say you've now started this show with three overreactions. Because I don't think that the Jaguars were one seed ready anyway.
Okay.
And the Jaguars did beat the Colts at home. You were thinking if Jonathan Taylor was healthy, they might have beaten Jacksonville in that game.
Yeah, I think so. That was a close game.
Yeah, I'm wavering back and forth on whether or not. All right, I'll just stick with it. I'm going to go with the fact that the Jacksonville Jaguars were never going to be one seed worthy.
Did you pick them to beat the Chiefs this week on GDM?
I didn't, because if Kelsey was out, I would have.
Okay.
If Kelsey was out, I would have. But Kelsey returned and looked great. And
yeah, Chris Long kind of pointed out Chris Jones back, immediate impact, had a huge sack. Kelsey back, touchdown.
Right. I mean, Kelsey clearly.
I didn't think those guys were going to be kind of at full speed with the amount of time that they missed.
Well, they followed Travis. They followed Travis's lead and they shook it off.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Nice. I'm here for the Taylor Swift references. Okay. I can't get enough.
All right. Great three start, okay. Chris. What do you got? What's next?
I said this in the preview pod. Got a lot of backlash from Cincinnati fans, but I'm sticking with it. The Bengals will not have the 2022 magic. They will finish in last place in the AFC North.
No. I thought you would say that they'd miss the playoffs entirely.
I'm doubling down. Miss playoffs, fourth. They are 4 out of 4 in the AFC North.
No, I mean, we're recording this before Monday Night Football and the Browns and the Steelers. You know, I still think that that the Bengals, despite me being concerned, as I mentioned on the show today, their 0-2 start frightens me for them because of the way that Burrow looks now. Last year, he was able to shake off the appendectomy and get up to speed and then take the team to the AFC Championship game again. They don't look like that team anymore, and he clearly is dealing with a soft tissue injury that is lingering.
Hypervolt out on the sideline.
I'm not going to. They're too talented to finish in last.
Talented teams sometimes don't win games.
I get that. They're too talented. I'll push back and say that's another overreaction to start this program. Oh, I'm not buying very much from you just now. Yeah.
Wait, are you gaming on a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook. On October 5th, Loki is back in a brand new season.
Reunited. That's right.
The countdown is on.
I've been waiting.
Don't miss the return of Marvel's most watched Disney Plus show.
Loki.
Loki. Loki.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
His time is running out.
You better run!
Marvel Studios Loki Season 2. New episodes streaming October 5th, only on Disney Plus.
What else?
Okay. All right. Well. Chargers went full Chargers again yesterday, Rich.
Hell, man.
The hot seat watch has already started for Brandon Staley.
Oh, you're spot on there, pal. You're spot on there.
Hot seat watch.
His soundbite.
Feisty.
Can we call that up? I'm going to throw something on everybody here. I know. How about that?
Hey.
I know that, but I understand that our crack staff of Mike Hoskins and Don Bowie, you see it's already ready.
Pros.
Brandon Staley. When he arrived here in Los Angeles and was the defensive coordinator for McVay, right? Yeah. And he had a front row seat to the way everything was done there. And he was just an absolute, you know, dog, to use a, you know, Dion phrase.
Yeah.
And he got the gig here in Los Angeles. And I heard, here's what I heard about him in the Rams building. I heard there were a lot of people tiptoeing around him because he ran that unit and everybody was just like
Colonel Jessup.
Now, I don't know about he was pulling code reds, but he was just in his zone to the point where everyone's like, everyone leave, you know, Brandon to himself, and he's doing his thing. McVay will do his thing. And then Stanley came in, and he was just as chatty with the media and as chill and funny. As, and it kind of threw me off a little bit.
Going for it on fourth
but
down.
Now, you know, 2+ years in and this 0-2 start, this is the way he handled the press conference on Sunday, being reminded of the way last season ended and asking if it's still lingering this year.
Wondered whether that Jacksonville loss would...
I'm not worried about the Jacksonville loss. The Jacksonville loss hasn't carried on to the season whatsoever. If you've seen our training camp or you've seen the way we've played in the first two games, it hasn't had an impact on our team whatsoever. Our team is connected. Our team has played its heart out in two games, and we've lost two tough games. But it has nothing to do with the Jacksonville game. And if you ask anyone in our locker room, it has nothing to do with the Jacksonville game. And that's just the truth. It's a convenient storyline for you and for everybody else, but it's not the truth. We've lost two tough games, but the guys in that locker room, the men in that locker room, they are finishers and they have what it takes, and we're excited to prove ourselves. Yeah, we just lost a game in overtime, Jeff. So how do you think the mood is? How do you think the mood is? How do you think it is? It's tough. It's tough. It's a tough group in there. There's a lot of pride in that room, okay? And we put a lot into this, and we got a good football team. And so we've lost two tough games. We got to bounce back, learn from our mistakes, and be ready for Minnesota.
And that's so out of character for him. That sounds like a guy who's feeling some heat.
Yeah.
Feeling some heat. Maybe not from management, but definitely on himself. And 100%.
Well, if they lose to the Vikings,
they're 0-3. And so are the Vikings. Two playoff teams from last year.
Yeah, that seems like next week is a win or go home game. You know, the loser's pretty much out. 0-3?
Well, certainly if you're in the AFC West and you're 0-3 and you haven't played the Chiefs yet. Not once. You got to play them twice.
Yikes.
So, unfortunately, you're spot on that one. What else, Chris?
Well, Rich, you have two sons, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. I've got three children overall.
Overall.
Where are you going with this?
You love this man like a third son.
Okay.
That's Baker Mayfield.
Yes, I do.
Baker Mayfield and the Bucs are going to win the South. I mean, I can't believe it. They're 2-0. They're going to win the South. Mike Evans is going to have 1,000 yards for the 83rd straight year. They look really good.
They do. And
I didn't mean to go higher register.
No,
there.
The fact that Baker Mayfield has found Mike Evans for touchdowns in two straight weeks to start the season he had an 11-game touchdownless streak with Tom Brady last year.
Yep.
Okay. And that, you know, the defense balled out and made Justin Fields look like the quarterback that you started this podcast to say they should have gotten rid of in Chicago. And Rashad White scored a touchdown as well for our fantasy team. That's 2-0.
Nice.
And so, yes, I would say, I'll say this. How about this? You are not wrong. This is a proper reaction to see what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. However, the team that you and I both chose to win the NFC South prior to the season is also 2-0
right now.
Also
2-0, yeah.
In Atlanta.
They've gone about it in a different way than Tampa has.
They have. Like, Tampa's been highly impressive.
Yeah.
With a road win in Minnesota and then that home win against Chicago. And, you know, they are 2-0. And Atlanta started with two tough home wins that they kind of had to pull out both times.
Yep.
And the Saints, this is being recorded before their game against Carolina, the Saints can also be 2-0. So I'll say, yes, Tampa can win the division. I still think it's Atlanta's. So this is kind of like the soup that eats like a meal answer of Overreaction Monday.
Yum.
Where it's not an overreaction, I just think it's not going to be proven correct in the end. But you're right. I never thought I would love a stiff arm and flag planting FU type son. But Baker Mayfield is that for me.
You love Baker Mayfield.
I do.
So much.
I do, man.
You'll never quit him.
He's shown up as he's woken up dangerous twice now, hasn't he? It's great.
I'm impressed, man. I didn't think he had it in him.
You don't ever want to be the guy after Tom Brady, like, anywhere.
No, of course. I get it.
For anything. A dinner party?
For nothing.
For an appearance?
No.
What do you want? Like, even in the same dressing room at some department store. You don't want to be that guy either.
Like, it smells.
This is, yeah, who's been in here before me?
Tom Brady in here?
Oh, Tom Brady was in here. You don't even be that guy. That's anywhere.
Funny. That's funny.
All right. What else?
All right. Speaking of not Tom Brady, we've talked about this a lot, Rich, but the Jets can still be a playoff team if they make a trade for a veteran quarterback right now.
The trade for a veteran quarterback can't happen right now, because even if, as we supposed on Monday's 3-hour show, and that a team like the Jets would take their first round selection, they're going to have. They thought next year we're in Detroit, smoke them if you got them on Thursday night of the 2024 draft.
No, they have that pick now.
They have it, right? Now they just have to smoke them if they got them on the Friday night of the draft, because their second round pick's going to belong to Green Bay.
Sure.
Do they go ahead and say, we are going to take our first round draft choice and flip it to somebody?
Overpay
for a veteran quarterback that another team is willing to part with. That quarterback, they're not willing to part with him right now. Even if we've identified, like, look at the 0-2 quarterbacks right now. Okay. Of the 0-2 quarterbacks that can actually, A, help the Jets, B, help the Jets this year, but not think that they're going to have a spot years from now because their contract is up.
Right.
C, there's the problem here, doesn't create a problem right now for acquiring him. A and B would be Kirk Cousins. C is there's a problem acquiring him right now. If they called up Minnesota and say, we'll give you one for Kirk Cousins,
right,
but we need him today.
Right. Minnesota is punting on the rest of the year.
We need him. It's not just the rest of the year. They got to sign Justin Jefferson. So you're going to tell Justin Jefferson, please sign with us for, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. I think so. Kirk's kind of off the table for another month, probably.
That's what I'm saying. Right now part is the issue. The part about the future years, right, Stafford has more years to go.
Right.
And plus, the Rams aren't going to – I mean, Stafford is balling with Puka Nacua now, pal.
He's playing very
and so,
well.
Right. And so they have an opportunity to go to Cincinnati and turn Cincinnati into an 0-3 team. And you can't sit here and say, well, this is finally the get-right game for Cincinnati that's coming up Monday night.
What about someone like Jarrett Stidham? Or do you think eventually he might
start? How's that going to answer
he's
anything?
He's better than Zach Wilson. You need just some kind of upgrade. Zach Wilson and Justin Fields are the two kind of.
But nobody's going to give away, with a first round pick for Jarrett Stidham. That's problematic. The first round pick
Andy Dalton, Jacoby Brissett.
Those guys are not going to win a chance. Like Dalton, could he win a championship behind this line right now?
The defense, Breece Hall,
it's just
Garrett Wilson.
Right now is the issue. 1 month from now, if the Vikings are 1-5, they could look at Justin Jefferson and say, sign on the dotted line. We're going to get the quarterback spot right here. You know Kevin O'Connell's going to get it right. We're going to get it right, but we're flipping Kirk Cousins right now. We're out. Sign on the dotted line. You're fine, but we're out. We got to be out. 1-5 right now. And then they tank for Caleb?
Or Drake May or Michael Penix.
Correct.
Or Shador.
Correct.
Or one of those
Correct.
Guys.
Right, Correct. Right, right, Correct. Right, right. Hey, it's Rich Eisen. You want an exciting and fast-paced podcast based on one of the most popular segments in the history of the Rich Eisen Show? Well, you got it. Overreaction Monday, hosted by me, Rich Eisen, and my compadre, Chris Brockman. And every Monday, we're going to dive into the headlines from pro and college football and overreact. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? Yay or nay?
Yes, Rich. No holding back, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Absolutely what you need to hear. Overreaction Monday, every single Wait For It Monday, wherever you listen.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
My guest is Kim Zuckman. She is author of the book, There's No Cream in Cream Soda. I don't think I've ever really known the story of why they're called hot dogs.
There is so many legends about the name of the hot dog. When the Germans immigrants came over and they brought all of their sausages, they also brought their dachshunds. It really is because they kind of look like dachshunds.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
What else you got over there, Chris?
I watched Sunday Night Football. Contrary to what my tweet said, I did stay up and watch the whole game.
Yes.
I think Tua's awesome. He's playing so great right now.
Yes.
Pro Bowler, Dolphins, Final Four AFC team.
For Tua?
Yeah.
Oh, that is not an overreaction at all. Absolutely. So they're the best team in Miami. The AFC through 2 weeks.
Ooh.
They're the most complete team in the AFC.
I guess that would have been even hotter. Maybe I should have went that direction.
Tua Jitsu. He's taking care of himself. Forget about learning how to fall. He's getting rid of the football.
So that's saying top three quarterback, AFC,
yeah.
Dolphins, Final Four team.
Correct. I'm with you. You don't think so?
You're in.
I'm in. That's not an overreaction.
You're in.
I am in. Yeah. Hey,
okay.
I'm in. It's. You want to give you the three?
Yeah.
Allen, Mahomes, Tua.
Allen.
Because Burrow is hurt. Burrow's banged up. You're removing Burrow from it.
And Herbie's 0-2.
Right.
Lawrence, they're not ready yet.
Tua is balling.
Lamar's
2-0-2. I gave you the three.
Okay.
Just off the top of my head, because I think Josh Allen just rebounded.
Who are the other three Final Four teams?
The other three Final Four teams. If you were asking me to call my shot, this is the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Call your shot.
Entertainment purposes only. Unless I'm right.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Dolphins, Bills, Ravens.
Ravens.
Final Four. By the way, how would Tua versus Mahomes and Allen versus Lamar and the winner of those in an AFC championship game hit you on CBS? They'll take it. Holy cow.
Monster ratings.
Dude. And I can't wait. I'm calling Chiefs and Dolphins in Germany. I am lighting a candle in my house for the health of every single one of those players. Tyreek Hill and Tua.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Happy Rosh Hashanah to you too, sir.
Do you say a prayer for the New Year too?
What's next?
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Belichick better not lose to the Jets this week.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Better not lose to the Jets.
What does that mean?
Better not lose to the Jets this week.
Finish it.
You better not lose to the Jets.
Or?
Brandon Staley's going to have some company on the hot seat. Don't lose to the Jets this week.
All right.
Better not lose to the Jets this week.
I don't think an 0-3 start and losing to the Jets will
have Bill
on a hot seat.
It is going to get really loud. All the EEI wackos up in New England.
So what does it matter?
They're going to get really loud.
All it cares is what Kraft says.
Well, Kraft kind of has been leading the charge the last few years of like, hey, I'm sick of losing.
I don't think you got anything to worry about.
One playoff appearance in four seasons without Tom. Don't let Zach Wilson get hot. Don't let Breece Hall go full Mostert. You know what I mean?
I think
don't lose to the Jets this week.
I think we all know that Bill is probably looking at this film of the Cowboys and just saying, we got this.
Did you see him spike the red challenge flag?
That was great. That was so awesome.
I think Bill is already, boiling over. Plus, the page six reports about his personal life.
That's an overreaction. What else you got over there?
Don't lose to the Jets.
Okay.
That was just for me. That was just for me.
Well, what else you got?
All right. I love the Hail Mary yesterday. Russell Wilson. Nobody throws a beautiful Hail Mary ball like Russell Wilson.
Or him and Aaron Rodgers.
There's just two of the finest. Here's what I'm saying. The Broncos are 0-2. It's not Russell Wilson's fault that they're 0-2. I know he's already taken some heat. I'm hearing on some other shows, they're like, when is Stidham going to get out there? Sean Payton got a short leash for Russell Wilson. The dude is on pace for 4,100 yards, 43 touchdowns, and 9 picks. He has five touchdowns already in two games. He didn't have five touchdowns last year until week six.
All right.
It's not Russell Wilson's fault.
So whose fault is it?
It's not Russell Wilson's
fault.
Well, the defense has given up a lot of points. Okay.
Well, as I said on the show today, they're playing like the 2022 Raiders, taking big leads and not being able to protect it.
So, come on.
And then Russ had an untimely turnover or two.
I get it. But, maybe Sean Payton's a little rusty.
No, I got you.
It's not Russ's fault.
I'll buy this. We're Russ aficionados here. By the way, that's one quarterback that the Jets won't be trading for.
We don't need a Hackett Wilson.
That is one guy.
We're not going there.
The Jets are not going to turn to Nathaniel Hackett and say, all right, I know you're having issues with Zach right now, trying to figure out the right plays. How about Russ? How about you and him, Russ? Can you imagine? No. So I'll buy that. What else you got over there? What's your next thing?
Just audible real quick. Mm-hmm. The second Rodgers got hurt. Should they have just fired Nathaniel Hackett?
No,
like,
stop.
Hey,
it.
You were only here to lure Rodgers. Like, we need a new direction with no more
what
Austin
was the analogy,
Power
Chris
stuff.
Long, what was the analogy Chris Long used on our show today? It's like, you know, inviting somebody,
a couple. But one of them's kind of a celebrity power.
Yeah,
couple,
right, right.
And then they cancel.
They cancel and you're stuck with the non-celebrity of the group.
I'm just saying.
That's what he says is happening right now with the Jets and Zach Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett. That was funny. Move on. What else you got?
All right, a couple more. Obviously, in my house, we watch a lot of Atlanta sports. So
yes,
I'm locked into the Falcons. Also, you know, we got Bijan in fantasy. Love watching him play. The Falcons would be legit NFC Final Four contenders.
If they had a better quarterback?
Quarterback upgrade over Ritter.
I don't think that's an overreaction right now. But what you're doing is you're winning with your quarterback who may not be ready for the moment, which is something the Jets haven't been able to do. So the Jets, as we all know, needed to try Rodgers to win with the roster that they have that appears to be ready for the moment. And they made some really good moves in the non-playing season with Jesse Bates and Calais Campbell and a whole bunch of other guys put together. They're riding out Ritter right now. And so far, when you're 2-0, you can deal with that. If you're going to start losing some football games, and this is a big game this coming week against Detroit in Detroit. It's their first road game. Let's see how Ritter does in Detroit against the Lions team that got banged up and got fed, as Dan Campbell said on Sunday, some humble pie. I don't believe that's an overreaction in the long run. I don't know if they're a legit NFC Final Four contender right now with the way the Eagles are playing. Way that the Cowboys are playing 49ers. And the Niners are playing, one team at present in that troika doesn't look like the other, to use the kid's song.
100%.
So I don't know if they'd be a legit NFC Final Four contender right now anyway, but if you matriculate down the schedule and Ritter gets better, this will turn into an overreaction, which I will say it currently is my thinking on all of that.
Drake London finally involved, finally saw a target. And can Kyle Pitts get a receiver that can hit him in the numbers? This dude has been overthrown more than I think any other.
Which is crazy because if you're overthrown, you're thrown high.
Between Mariota and Ritter, come on. All right, last one. TJ, I'm sorry, buddy. NFC East is going to have three playoff teams again, second straight year. NFC East.
Well, they have three 2-0 teams for the first time since 1989, which is a stat I read on the show. So that would mean if three comes from the East and two comes from the West, and that means it's only division winners from somewhere else.
Division winners from North and South.
Right. Three comes from the West because the Rams are Nakua Matata.
Maybe.
They'll get Cooper Kupp back maybe, right?
Well, Cooper Kupp has been proven that he's been Nakua'd.
Dude, I can't believe you.
I wanted to say that.
You said it on the show that he's a system quarterback. He's been Nakua'd.
System wide receiver. He's been Nakua'd.
You can't say that's an overreaction right now. You can't. I don't know the last time. I got to look that up for the next week's show.
Two straight years.
I don't know the last time that happened.
But Washington has impressed me.
I know.
For the first
2 weeks. 2-0. Sam Howell and
Brian Robinson running the ball.
Did you see the way that he was dialing up those plays, Bienemy in Denver? And they were coming in fast. And Sam Howell was crushing it. And McLaurin scored a touchdown.
I mean, week one, look, they almost lost to Arizona. Okay.
But it's week one.
But at Denver, that's a tough place to play.
Yeah.
No matter how,
no matter what
you think of the Broncos.
I know.
Yeah. I was impressed.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
Good stuff right there from Overreaction Monday. We will finish up the show as we finished up last week's, and as we'll finish up each and every week of Overreaction Monday by predicting what we will be reacting to or overreacting to next week. At last week's show, I said we would be overreacting this week that the Chiefs are in trouble. That would be an overreaction.
Nice. Yeah,
and I came close to being right on that one.
I can't believe Jacksonville didn't score a touchdown.
Of course, I said that, and then Chris Jones, I think, re-signed that night.
Right.
And then Kelsey comes back, and he's clearly living his best life. So as Mr. Perfectly Fine. So what was your prediction?
I said we were going to come in and say Cowboys should be Super Bowl favorites.
I don't know how that's in right now. Hey. How can you overreact to that right now? That's not an overreaction.
I think they're down to fifth.
You can make that case.
Fifth best. You can make a case, but I still think, you know, Philly, San Francisco.
Okay. So you are closer to the target than I was.
I think a little bit.
Okay. So what do you have for this?
All right, I'm sticking with a Super Bowl theme, but obviously we're taping this before Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that the Browns win tonight.
Oh, boy.
And I think we're overreacting next week to the Cleveland Browns as serious Super Bowl contenders.
Okay. Okay.
They got a winnable game next week. I'm going to assume they're 3-0 after week three.
All right. Who do they play next week? Oh, you don't have that information. Do you just know it's winnable?
I just know it's winnable.
They're playing Tennessee.
Yeah.
How's that winnable? By the way, that game
Tennessee
is like,
should have lost right, to Chargers.
Don't we have Del Tufo? There's no way he's listening to this. You got the Mike Vrabel sound, the drop about the heart pills? Because that's one.
That is a heart pill buckle
game. Browns in Tennessee is.
Oh, under. Take the under.
Well.
13-10.
I don't know what you're referring to on that front, but man.
Browns, serious Super Bowl contenders after week three.
Very good. So my overreaction is going to be that the Falcons are not for real. And I know I just said,
oh, so they get blown out in Detroit.
No, there's two things. It's either going to be, they lose to Detroit. I still think they win this division. Do I think they're going to be a Final Four team in the playoffs? I don't know, but they're, for me, when somebody says they're for real, they can win a division, they can win a playoff game.
Right.
And I know if I just said winning a playoff game puts them in the NFC Final Four, mm-hmm. which they might eventually be, okay?
Maybe a year early.
If Ritter doesn't get them to that point in time, and they might throw Heinicke in there, which is another reason why.
I mean, Sarah's already calling for Heinicke.
I know, the Jets are not going to acquire a team's backup quarterback. That's just not going to happen.
Right.
Because somebody's going to want, like, if Ritter fails, they're going to want to put Heinicke in there. That's right. My point. So the Falcons aren't for it, where it's either going to be they lose to Detroit, mm-hmm. and people are like, well, that was a nice start.
Yeah, that was fun. Good start.
All right. Or they beat Detroit, that's banged up going in, and we get who have they really beat?
I see. Okay. Carolina. Well, Green Bay's pretty
minus
good.
Minus Aaron Jones. Minus Christian Watson. Minus right. David Bakhtiari.
Sure.
Who do the Packers not have as opposed to who do the Falcons have? You know the Falcons are always on the business end of that sort of disrespect card.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to tell you which one it is.
Okay.
But it's either one of those.
But you think they could be for real.
I think they're for real. I'm thinking they're winning the division. You said NFC Final Four.
Yeah, I was trying to take it a little bit.
Well, you know what the three seats of the Final Four are most likely going to be.
It seems like the cards are at the, you know, in front of the chair at the reservation.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
So that wraps up this edition of the Overreaction Podcast, Overreaction Monday Podcast. We'll come to you every single Monday with the latest from a football weekend, and obviously tune into the Rich Eisen Show for the segment version of this game that we're playing here. For Chris Brockman, I'm Rich Eisen. Tune into What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, also part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network that's up and running. We'll chat with you and react to you, and you react to us next Monday.
Take your heart pills and buckle up.
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.
Hey guys, it's Susie Schuster, and I am so excited for my new podcast coming out this fall. It is called What the Football with Susie Schuster and the Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask. If you're looking for a new podcast to listen to about jargon, heavy-legged waistbenders, this is not for you. We're going to have big girl conversations, and we are going super deep to bring you weekly guests that you won't find anywhere else. It is What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, wherever you listen.